This is WAGOGO, right here on the Children's Hour.
Living by myself was getting hard. One day I found myself moping around the yard. I heard a little puppy dog crying in the weeds. I walked across to where she was and I got down on my knees. I picked you up and I held you in my arms. And in that bitter springtime wind, you know it felt so warm. Went inside and played up on the bed. When we fell asleep together there, I knew I had a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something new. In the free life of my little dog, there was always things to do. Chase the birds and butterflies and the lizards on the wall. Dream upon the shady grass while summer turns to fall. But then you began to look outside the fence, little dog. You wondered what was awaiting in that world so immense. I told you that you shouldn't go alone. Wait till I get back from work and I take you out to roam. But the sounds and smells were messing with your mind. You knew you was gonna dig out soon and see if you could find it. Sweet freedom. But don't you break the rules or you're gonna pay the price, little dog. When you finally made your getaway, it took you all day long. At the same time you knew you was doing something wrong. The big world was calling you, saying, come and cast your fate. You knew I'd be to work all day, your freedom couldn't wait. You followed down the crooked path till your home was out of sight. Just like I'd warned you not to do, where you figured that you'd find. By and by you met some friends who knew just what to say. They told you, looky over yonder, there's some barnyard creatures play. You chased a bunch of chickens in the landlord's yard. All along you never knew life on a chain would be so hard. That little chain don't let you wander very far, so take yourself a journey in your mind. Run along the ditch back there and see what you can't find. While you're dreaming, time will pass you by. When you wake up, I'll be home. You don't have to cry no more. Baby, you don't have to cry anymore. Hallelujah. Anymore.
every passing day brings something new, little dog. Hallelujah. I knew I had a friend when I held you in my arms, sweet freedom. I didn't have to cry anymore.
Joe Hayes, the great Southwestern U.S. storyteller, is with us at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Joe, one of my favorite books of yours is A Spoon for Every Bite. Will you please tell that story?
A husband and wife, mujer y marido, pobre pero pobre, pobre, pobre. They were so poor, all they had was two spoons. One spoon for the husband, one spoon for the wife. Their neighbor, who lived just a little way down the road, he was a rich man. His house was big and elegant, filled with fancy furniture, and the rich man was very proud of all his money, all his possessions, all his extravagant way of living. Well, it happened one year that the poor couple had the good fortune to have a baby. And the woman said to her husband, "Maybe we should ask our neighbor to be godfather to our child." He said, "Oh no, he's so rich and we're so poor. ¿Cómo va a ser querer ser nuestro compadre? How's that man ever gonna wanna be our compadre? That means godfathers to each other's children." But the woman said, "Oh, you don't know. Maybe he'll accept. Maybe in some way it will change our luck." So the poor man went down the road and he asked the rich man to be godfather to their baby. He was surprised because the rich man did accept. They took the baby to the church and they baptized it. Now the neighbors were compadres. And one day the woman told her husband, "You know, now that he is our compadre, we should invite our neighbor to join us for supper." The man said, "How can we do that? We only own two spoons." So they didn't invite the rich man that day, but they started to save money. Un centavito hoy, un centavito mañana, one penny a day, one penny a day. Finally, they had enough money to buy a third spoon. And then the poor man went down the road and invited the rich man to join them for supper. The poor woman got busy and she cooked up a delicious soup. When the two men arrived at the house, she told the rich man to sit at the place with the shiny new spoon. She said, "Sit there, compadre. You get to use our new third spoon." The rich man could hardly believe what he was hearing. He said, "Do you mean to tell me that you own only three spoons?" The poor man said, "Oh, yes. In fact, up until today, we had only two of them. I bought a third spoon so that you could join us for dinner." When the rich man heard that, he laughed. "Oh, no. You had two spoons and you bought a third one so that I could come for dinner. Do you know what? I own so many spoons, I could use a different spoon each day of the year if I wanted to." Well, the poor man was a little bit embarrassed and a little bit angry at his compadre for bragging like that. But the poor woman spoke right up and she said, "Oh, that's nothing, compadre. We have a friend who uses a different spoon for every bite he eats." The rich man didn't believe that. He said, nobody can do that. But the idea was so upsetting for him, he couldn't enjoy his meal. And the next morning, at his breakfast, he told his servant to bring him a different spoon for every bite he ate. And at noontime that day, the same thing happened. And the same thing happened at dinner. At the end of 1 week, the servant told the rich man there were no spoons left in the house. The rich man said, well, go buy me some more. Do you think I'm too poor to buy spoons? The servant went to the village and bought all the spoons in town. And then he had to travel to other towns and buy spoons. A mountain of spoons was growing beside the rich man's house. At the end of a year, the rich man had spent his entire fortune on spoons, and there were only 2 spoons left in his house. That morning, he went walking down the road to the poor people's house. He pounded on the door. He said, you lied to me. No one can use a different spoon for every bite he eats. I am the richest man for miles around. Not even I could do that. The poor man said, you're mistaken, compadre. Our friend does that. The woman said, he really does. Day in and day out, year in and year out, he uses a different spoon for every bite he eats. The rich man said, you had better show me this friend of yours. So the poor couple took the rich man to the nearby Indian pueblo, and they went to the house of a friend of theirs. The Indian man met them at the door and invited them to come inside so they could all have a meal together. The rich man said, that's exactly what I came here for. I want to see you use a different spoon for every bite you eat. And the Indian man said, spoon? That's the only spoon I use. He pointed at a stack of tortillas on the table. He picked up a tortilla, he tore a piece from it, he scooped up some beans with a piece of tortilla, and then the beans and the spoon disappeared into his mouth. The foreman said, see, he'll never use that spoon again. The rich man was so upset, he couldn't enjoy his meal. He got up from the table and he walked home sadly. But the poor couple enjoyed every bite they ate with their friends, spoon and all.
I love Latvia, and I love them dearly. You'll never know just how sincerely I love the Cornwall.
Burrito all wrapped up tight. I dreamed of you all through the night, of the moment I'd pick you off my plate and take a big old bite. Baby burrito, oh baby burrito, are the pintos warm? Is the shredded cheese all hot and melty? Way down yonder where burritos are born, where tortillas dance from night to morn, a baby burrito so tiny and wee, find your way to me. Baby burrito, oh baby burrito, I've been told you are snugly rolled up into a cylinder. Baby burritos are made to be devoured quite noisily. A burrito for me and another for you, a dozen for our friends who are joining soon. Baby burrito, oh baby burrito, hold you in my arms, won't do you harm except for eating you.
I am a burrito. I'm filled with mushy, mashy beans. I love burritos because
burritos are magic.
They are like mushy and mashy.
I hold my burrito like a baby because it's warm and it's cozy and it's really good.
Baby burrito all wrapped up tight. I dreamed of you all through the night, of the moment I'd pick you off my plate and take a big old bite.
Baby burrito, oh baby burrito, are the pintos warm? Is the shredded cheese all hot and melty? Are the pintos warm? Is the shredded cheese all hot and melty?
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle that's cluttering your yard? You can turn that unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio. Just go to childrenshour.org to learn more.